Silent Lies, written by Catherine Croft and read by Antonia Beamish and Rosie Jones.
Prologue. 5 years ago. For better or worse, that's what marriage is meant to mean, isn't it, Zach? But not for us. Not now you've gone. The few mourners who have actually turned up are now leaving, offering me thin but kind smiles, no doubt trying their best to push aside all thoughts of how and why you did this. Because it's impossible not to think of it, Zach. I'm grateful that nobody has asked why they won't be awake. It just felt wrong, given the circumstances. Impossible to do that for you, even though it's tearing me up that I can't. Freya cries in my arms, too young, hopefully, to fully understand that we've just said goodbye to her dad, that she'll never see you again. It's okay, I tell her. We're going home now. Everything's going to be okay. I promise you.
Dada!
She protests in between her cries. Salty tears sting my eyes as I place her in her buggy and fasten her in, but I force them back. I can't let her see how much I'm struggling with this.
Dada! Dada! Dada!
Freya's small yet huge words echo in the churchyard, each one crushing me. I walk faster, heading away from the church and out onto the street, hoping the momentum of the buggy will distract her from her chant. I need to get out of this place quickly, because it's not a normal funeral, is it, Zach? Nothing about this situation is anywhere close to normal. Out of nowhere, a hand grabs me. I haven't noticed anyone approaching, but now there are two women right in front of us, both of them strangers. Their expressions are murderous, and such intense hatred seeps from every pore in their bodies that I can almost reach out and touch it.
That man doesn't deserve a funeral,
the one clasping my arm spits. Her saliva lands on my cheek, but I'm too stunned to wipe it away. I finally pull free of her grasp.
Get off me! Did you know? The other one screams. Did you know what he was doing? It's disgusting, despicable, and you're just as much to blame for being married to him.
There is no point responding to this, trying to explain that I had no idea about anything. Because the last few weeks have taught me that people like this don't want to listen. They need someone to bear the brunt of their anger. I try to swerve the buggy around them, but they block my path. My heart thuds violently. Another thing I've learnt is that these people aren't afraid to cause harm. To them, it is justified. One of them points at Freya, who is innocently watching the proceedings, staring wide-eyed at these two women.
And that's his daughter, poor kid. When are you going to let her know her father's a monster?
Monster,
Freya mimics. And that's when I ram the buggy straight in between them and run as fast as I can.
You're just as bad as he is,
someone shouts after me.
You should have known what he was doing. What kind of a wife doesn't know what her husband is up to? I hope you rot in hell.
But how could I have known, Zach? How could I possibly have comprehended what you were capable of?